This is Mr. Petey Pete, and we're broadcasting live from Hudson. This is WGXC Acra.
Hello, I'm Reverend Kim L. Singletary, pastor for the Overcomers Ministries International Church of Hudson, New York, inviting you to listen to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Every first and third Wednesday of the month, we'll be featuring a diverse offering of gospel music from across the wide Christian music spectrum. If you like listening to the tried and true and want to hear some new music too, I have all of that right here for you. Special studio guests join me to share their stories and views, and I bring it with my own spiritual social commentary relevant for today. So join me as I host There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
There's a bright side.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
So many books. Books, books, books. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that today. Exciting. But before we start talking about books, the WGXC Pledge Drive just wrapped up recently. And we wanted to give a special thanks to some people that we didn't get to thank on the air yet. So big thank you to Gail Nagow, Tiffany Shimidas, and Mark Orton, who all contributed to the Pledge Drive in the name of Bound by Books.
Thank you.
We're very grateful for their support. Hooray.
Thank you.
Yay. And if you didn't give yet to WGXC this pledge drive, even though the pledge drive's over, you can still give.
Yeah.
Donations are welcome anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. But yeah, so we're going to dive right in. At the start of every show, we usually share a poem. Would you like to read a poem today?
This one's called The Mind Dances, and the author's all the way at the bottom, so I almost missed him. His name is Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
Cool.
It says, the mind dances when the body lets it, and when the body cannot, the mind dances within, but sometimes they move together, and together they sway and fly together, and dance and sing, and it is indeed an enchanting thing.
Ooh.
It's short, and all the words are spread out, so it was easy to read, so I chose it.
Yay!
It's like, it nice.
That's cool. That's from a collection of poems called Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets. 100 poems to rip out and read. And I have the book, and it looks like it exploded because so many poems have been ripped out of this book. But they're all still in this little stack.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So another thing we do at the start of every show is we talk about some new books that we're excited about. Do you want to start us off with one, Amelia?
Sure. One of them is a sequel to something you talked about earlier on the show, and I don't remember the name of the first book in this comic. So what was it called?
Is this, which one?
The Hidden Witch.
Oh, okay. So the first one was The Witch Boy.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's by Molly Knox Ostertag, and I think it just came out last week. So the second book. And what's it about?
It says, Aster and his family are adjusting to his unconventional talent for witchery. Unlike the other boys in his family, he isn't a shapeshifter. He's taking classes with his grandmother and helping to keep an eye on his great-uncle, whose corrupted magic wreaked havoc on their family. Meanwhile, Aster's friend from the non-magical part of town, Charlie, is having problems of her own. A curse has tried to attach itself to her. She runs to Aster and escapes it, but now the friends must find the source of the curse before more people, normal and magical alike, get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for that book.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. The Hidden Witch, but I really liked The Witch Boy a lot.
Hmm.
And so I'm excited to see what happens next for Aster and Charlie and co.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. Do you want me to share one?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to do one? So another book that is a second volume in a series is Runaways by Rainbow Rowell, Volume 2, Best Friends Forever. And collects Runaways issues 7 to 12. Yeah, here's the description. The Runaways are a family again, but a family needs a guardian, and the only runaway who's got her life together is in middle school. And even for a kid like Molly, who likes her classes, that can be fraught with peril. Meanwhile, there's a new arrival as the gang welcomes Carolina's girlfriend, Julie Power of Power Pack. Having an experienced adventurer around will be useful when one of the universe's most fearsome villains invades the hostel. But do some of the runaways have mixed feelings about Julie's arrival? As Molly contemplates a supernatural deal that must have a monkey paw-esque downside, one of the team suffers a fate worse than death, really. And will the runaways' greatest foe be, well, meaning outsiders who want to help them? Your favorite superhero teen drama continues. This is just such a fun series. I really loved the original series, Runaways, by Brian K. Vaughan, and then I've really enjoyed the first season of the Hulu series based on the Runaways, and then this is sort of like a rebirth of the Runaways, like years later, after the comic series. And Rainbow Rowell is just a really great author, so I'm glad that she's at the helm. I don't know. It's just fun.
Cool.
This one kind of centers around Molly. There's some other characters that get the spotlight, but the Best Friends Forever part is really about Molly, who's the youngest of the runaways, who's super strong but gets very tired after she's exerted herself. Kind of like has to take a nap.
Yeah.
And then there's a character that's just ahead. There's like one that's back from the dead. Very fun.
As series. Comic books tend to go.
Yeah. I don't know why I really, in this, I just read this volume the other night, and I really like the bodiless character. Then we have one more. Do you want to share the other one? This one I haven't read.
Sure. This one is called Skyward by Brandon Sanderson. Mm-hmm. It's out November 6th.
Tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow. It says, Spence's world has been under attack for decades. Now pilots are the heroes of what's left of the human race, and becoming one has always been Spence's dream. Since she was a little girl, she imagined soaring skyward and proving her bravery. But her fate is intertwined with her father's, a pilot himself who was killed years ago when he abruptly deserted his team, leaving Spence's chances of attending flight school at a slim to none. No one will let Spence forget what her father did, yet fate works in mysterious ways. Flight school might be a long shot, but she is determined to fly, and an accidental discovery in a long-forgotten cavern might just provide her with a way to claim the stars.
I'm very curious about that series. Brandon Sanderson is a very well-regarded sort of sci-fi fantasy author.
Ooh.
And I believe this is his first series for youth, but I might be wrong. I'm curious. And the cover is awesome.
Yeah.
I really like it. Yay. So those are just a few of the recent releases that sound exciting. Go check them out if you want to. So what have you been reading, Amelia?
I had this, Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson, which I can't remember if I've read or not, but I actually grabbed because it has a ton of poems in it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. She writes a lot of poetry. I liked her series Locomotion and Peace Locomotion, which were all written... Well, one of them was written in poetry, and one was written, I think, as letters. Follow-up. But yeah, that's her... That's a autobiography.
Yeah. I remember this... I think I did read this once, but I was like... younger, and I think it was just for a school. It was either for a school assignment, or I was like really out of it while reading it because I remember a few things. I remember them being Jehovah's Witnesses. I remember them moving somewhere, and I remember one of her little brothers accidentally eating lead paint, and that's all I remember from this book. It's all I remember at all.
Yeah, I haven't read it in a long time either, but I'm pretty sure she has family that lives maybe in like Ohio or Illinois, somewhere in the Midwest. And then she also has family that lives somewhere in the South. And so it's about her time in both places and what that's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jacqueline Woodson, though. She's a great writer. Even when I've read books by her that I haven't been, like, crazy about, it's still been a very nice read. Very good writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another one. It's kind of similar to Ellen Hopkins in that every chapter is short and a little poem, but it still tells a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one based on her memories of childhood.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that my memories are quite thorough enough that I could tell a story about them.
Yeah.
I feel like my memories of my childhood are more in like little blips. Like I remember little moments or feelings, or I don't know. I don't remember enough to create a narrative. But she's a writer, so it's possible that she's sort of had writing tendencies all her life. So maybe she's kept journals and kind of kept that story alive in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What's this other book you've got with you, too?
The Warriors.
Very different book.
The very, very first of all of them I found in my bookshelf. It's a little paperback book. And you can tell it's one of the first ones, because this one must have been published before the other six in the first series, and the other million in the rest of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of Warriors
There's
books.
A lot of them now.
And for those listening, what are they about?
The first one is Into the Wild, and I can actually read the back now, because I brought the book for once. It's by Aaron Hunter. It says, "Fire alone can save our clan. For generations, four clans of wildcats have shared the forest according to the laws laid down by their warrior ancestors. But the Thunder Clan cats are in grave danger, and the sinister Shadow Clan grows stronger every day. Noble warriors are dying, and some deaths are more mysterious than others. In the midst of this turmoil appears an ordinary house cat named Rusty, who may turn out to be the bravest warrior of them all." This is the book that started it all. This is the book that began the obsession. It's pretty awesome.
But when it says they're wild cats, they're just like feral cats, right?
Yeah, they're feral cats.
They're not like wild cats, like lynxes or...
No.
They're like house cats, but not house cats.
No, what a funny thing is that as you continue to read the stories, there's a bonus book that tells all about their lore and their beliefs. This book has a surprising amount of world building in it. And three of their ancestors are Leopard Clan, Tiger Clan, and Lion Clan? Yeah. Which are actual lions, tigers, and leopards. Like, there's a little legend that that tigers were banished to, like, the shadows for trying to steal another clan's territory, and when they came out, they had black stripes on their fur.
Ooh. I love big cats. Just saying.
They are so cool.
But these are little cats. Away. And I also like little cats, for that matter. But that's cool. Yeah, I've never read those books. But I love that it's like a series called Warriors that's about cats.
Yeah.
That are not, you know, big cats. As much as I like them. So have you read any of them?
Oh my gosh. I've read the first series, which was 10 books.
Woo.
Read the second series, which was another 10 books. Then I read the third series, which was another 10 books, and I was halfway through the fourth one, and I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore. So now I've stopped, but every so often I still read some of the other ones. I've read three of the bonus books that focus on specific characters in each story.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yay.
And then I've read some other bonus books, one that just talks about all the cats, and the other that talks about all their lore. Aaron Hunter has done a lot of stuff with these books.
Yeah.
And plus, I think she has two others, one called Seekers, which is about bears, and one called Survivors, which is about dogs. But Survivors takes place after, like, humans have gone extinct.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the world without us. Wait, that's the dog one or the bear one?
That's the dog one. Oh, okay. The bear one, I have no idea what the bear one is about. And then I think she made another one, which is about animals in Africa, a monkey, a lion, and something else. And I have no idea what that one is about either. I don't even know what that one's called.
She keeps busy.
She really likes her animals.
Yeah. Cool.
But the cats have always been my favorite.
Yeah.
They're always my dad's favorite, too. My dad loves the cat books.
Nice. Yeah, I've never read those. The closest I've come is the Cat Wings series. Have you ever read those?
I read it when I was little, and I was in kindergarten. I know I was little, though. I was little, and I picked up this book about cats with wings, and I was like, what is this? This seems interesting.
I love them. They're so fun. Awesome. Well, I have some books with me, but they're books that I've just started reading, so I can talk about them. But I'll maybe go into more detail in future weeks. But so last month, because of Halloween, I tried to do a lot of reading of books that were kind of spooky. So I read The Haunting of Hill House. I read a book called Small Spaces. And what was the other scary one? I read another scary one, but I'm forgetting what it was. But anyway, so now November is Native American Heritage Month. So I'm focusing my reading for this month on books by Native American authors. And then December, I'm just going to go wild and read whatever I feel like reading that I didn't get to yet this year. But the two books that I'm starting off with this month, one is sort of, can't remember if it's historical or contemporary fiction, but it's a realistic fiction book. And it's actually an adult title, but it's about a teen, so it may have some crossover appeal. I'll see as I read it. But it's called Where the Dead Sit Talking by Brandon Hobson. And here's the description. With his single mother in jail, Sequoia, a 15-year-old Cherokee boy, is placed in foster care with the Trout family. Literally and figuratively scarred by his mother's years of substance abuse, Sequoia keeps mostly to himself, living with his emotions pressed deep below the surface. At least until he meets 17-year-old Rosemary, another youth staying with the Trouts. Sequoia and Rosemary bond over their shared Native American background and tumultuous paths through the foster care system. But as Sequoia's feelings towards Rosemary deepen, the precariousness of their lives and the scars of their past threaten to undo them both. So this one's had really great reviews, and I'm excited to read it. And the author, Brandon Hobson, is a member of the Cherokee Nation tribe, so it's an Own Voices book, which is cool.
Yeah.
The other one that I just started reading and is really good so far is a very different book. It's called The Marrow Thieves by Cherie Demoline. I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right. And this one is sort of a dystopian story.
Ooh.
Not sort of. It is a dystopian story.
Ooh.
So here's the description for this one. Just when you think you have nothing left to lose, they come for your dreams. In a world nearly destroyed by global warming, the indigenous people of North America are being hunted for their bone marrow, which carries the key to recovering something the rest of the population has lost, the ability to dream. Frenchie and his companions, struggling to survive, don't yet know that one of them holds the secret to defeating the marrow thieves. And this author is a Matisse author, and I believe the main character is also a Matisse.
At first I thought marrow thieves was a metaphor, but then you read the description, and I was like, oh, okay.
They're stealing marrow. It kind of, the description kind of reminded me of Unwind.
Yeah.
Even though it's a little bit different, obviously. But
Unwind is terrifying.
But another book where, you know.
Apparently in one of the sequels to Unwind, I don't know what the sequels are called.
There's like Unholy and I forget what else. They're all un-something.
Yeah, my friend read the sequel to Unwind for a school assignment last year, in which they reveal the first completely recycled child, a child made completely out of other children.
Ooh.
And that, I'm just like, okay.
Unwind is terrifying.
Unwind has some, like, horrific moments in it.
Neil Schusterman.
I remember first starting to read it for your one of the younger book battle teams. Mm-hmm. I remember. It was one of the first ones I ever read. And I remember thinking, Emily, like, warned us about this one. It's not that it's not that bad. So what is happening? Oh, no.
And then you get to then a certain chapter.
Then it gets to that
chapter,
one
and you're
chapter.
Like,
a nice short chapter, and I'm just like, oh no.
It's such a good book. I haven't
I
read
warned
any
my
other
friend about that chapter when she was reading it last year, and I'm like, dude, you're not gonna like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get worse.
I was very glad when that book was chosen for battle, though, because it's such a good book.
It is.
And I think that was for middle school battle, which I think if we had had the teen battle going at that point, because that was before teen battle was started, I think maybe that book would have been moved to teen battle. But I felt like we had, for Battle of the Books, the middle school battle is grade 6 to 9. And I felt like oftentimes the books lean towards the 6th graders instead of the 9th graders. And so I liked that every once in a while we could get a book in there that was like a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
A little bit older. And so I was really glad when that one got chosen. Because it's such a good book.
Yeah. I remember Unwind, I remember Leviathan,
mm-hmm.
and I remember another one that started one of my obsessions, which was Young Elite.
Oh, yeah.
Which my friend has had borrowed since last summer, and she needs to read it and give it back to me.
Yeah. And Nimona. Nimona was a great battle book.
Oh, Nimona, yes, that was a book battle book. I got that last Christmas, and I read it the same day.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good book.
Yay. I saw your mom's was reading the I Hunt Killer series recently.
Yeah.
That's cool. That was also, I Hunt Killers was a battle book. which I loved.
I don't know if she liked the I Hunt Killers series, and I'm not sure if she's still reading it because she just needs to know what happens, or if she actually likes it.
Yeah, I really liked the series.
I convinced my mom to start reading the Dragon books for a little while.
Oh yeah, the Wings of Fire series.
She read the first book, I think. Did she? Yeah, she read the first book. No, yeah. Did she? I can't remember if she read the first.
Know.
I can't remember if she read the first book or the first series. Mm. She may have read the first series and then said, "I need a break." Now I'm just waiting because she hasn't gotten to the books with my favorite characters in it yet.
Mm. Yeah. I haven't read those yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my mom just texted me saying she read the first series. She read the first series. I knew she had read past the first book. I couldn't remember. Because I knew she had gotten to certain points. So I was like, "Mom, what do you think?"
So what do you think you're going to read next? Do you have anything you're reading for school or things that you want to read?
I'm reading The Crucible in school.
Oh, you're still reading Crucible. Cool.
Yeah. Which is fun. We get to read some of the watch some of the movie for it too. Mm-hmm.
And act it out.
We try. Cool. We're also, I guess, going to be reading Of Mice and Men,
mm-hmm.
which I've read a summary for and is sad.
Yeah, I liked that book when I read it in high school.
Why are so many like high school books devastating?
Mm-hmm.
Othello last year, Hamlet the year, this year, I'm getting Hamlet this year. Othello was last year and we never finished it, but we all knew how it ended.
Yeah.
And then Flowers for Algernon the year before that, freshman year.
I still need to read that one.
It's so devastating.
Someone was looking for it at the library recently and I was like, I know who that's by. Or no, it was in a crossword puzzle actually. That's where it was. It was like the author of that book.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's by Daniel Algernon. And I was like, wait, no, that's the mouse's name. Daniel Keyes, I believe.
Daniel Algernon.
But I just thought it was funny that.
Yeah, I think it is Daniel
Keyes. In my head, I thought, I was like, that's his last name. But yeah.
But
that's a popular one.
We had read Romeo and Juliet in the first year of freshman year. I think we get a Shakespeare play every year.
Mm-hmm. I gotta lighten it up. Do some Midsummer Night's Dream or something.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Midsummer Night's Dream is fine. Midsummer Night's Dream is just as difficult to read. Please, let us.
Yeah.
You gotta love that Shakespearean humor. I don't get any of it. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, I haven't really read or seen Shakespeare aside from like Bollywood remakes of Shakespearean
there
stories.
There are Bollywood remakes
of
Shakespeare.
Oh yeah, they love Shakespeare.
I need to watch some of those.
It's so dramatic. But
I need to watch some of those now.
But I was really into Shakespeare in high school.
Ah.
Very fun. Anyways, we're just about out of time for today. So we're going to pass it off to the afternoon show momentarily. Do you stick around for that? But yeah, we hope everyone has a great week, reads lots of good books.
Bye.
Have a good week. Happy reading. We'll be back next Monday, 3:30.
Yep.
सो जाऊं
हम कहते आए हम तो फरवरी से निकलो कभी डार्लिंग चंदेरी से तनिक आओ कभी हवेली पे आओ कभी हवेली पे
आ गया अरे सुते सुते भूख लगी खा ले बेबी मूंगफली मूंगफली में दाना नहीं किसी को कुछ भी
चुराना नहीं क्योंकि चोरी करना पाप है, पाप है तेरा यार सभी का बाप है।
आज रात का ड्रेस कोड है लाल चोली में आंख में चोरी।